Okay. Today we're doing a very important topic, and then maybe I'll tell you a story afterwards with the table. And the shaila is like this: who is kosher to be a moel, and who's not? Let's assume everyone's skilled. That goes without saying. But say a woman. Could a woman, you know, especially in this day and age, you know, a woman wants to do everything. Okay, a woman. Say a person's not a Shomer Shabbos. You know, right? So what's the status of a non-Jew? You know, who are these people? Are, you know, a lot of times you had doctors who did Mila and they weren't necessarily from. So that's a very important shaila of who's kosher and who's pasul for Mila.
And they use instruments that were this, that's what they call dambris.
Right, but dambris is a separate issue. You know, but
we decided that it's a mitzvah that's not being fulfilled, right?
Okay, I mean.
That was a maskana of
No, I mean the maskana is it's a discussion. The fair,
I learned a lot of different things I never thought about before. When the doctors do circumcision, you know, do they do pre as well as Mila?
You mean, do they?
I don't know. I mean, I have no idea.
Unless they... It's interesting, I was at the wedding last night. They called me up for the bracha, so I got to the bracha, went back to my seat. Then the man sitting next to me said, "You should know, I was the moel of this chassan." So then the rest of the night we spoke about in Yone Mila. You know, I was the moel of this.
So,
right.
So my son?
So this man is, yes, well.
Yeah?
Definitely. Nechemya Amram. What's his name?
Elchanan
Amram. I think he signed the Ksuba maybe. So.
Yeah.
Elchanan Amram. Well, this man was a from man in the model, obviously. Okay, Itmar. Minayin Lemila Bova Kachovim Shei Psula. So how do we know that if a guy does a mila, it's puzzle? Darba Papa Mishmei, you see Darba Papa. You don't see him all the time. You know, from the Bar Papa people. Rafim Bar Papa, Sorcha Bar Papa, Darba Bar Papa. So this is Darba Bar Papa. I wonder how many times in Shas, you have to ask Shas Cohen. How many times Darba Bar Papa appears in Shas? Not so many. Darba Papa Mishmei, the Rav Omar Vat. Ta as Brisi Shishmor. So you have to be a Ben Bris. And we'll have to see, what does that mean to be a Ben Bris? But a guy is not a Ben Bris. So that's one shot. Rabbi Yochanan says another pasuk, Himo Yimo. The simple shot means that you have to have circumcision done to you, and if it was done to you, then you could do it to someone else. So what's the nafkemina? My beinayu, a ravi mohol v'givnoni mohol ika beinayu. In other words, what if a person is a ravi mohol? In other words, he has mila. So mandomar he mohi mohol ika, right? Mandomar es bishishish mohol leka. So again, at this point in the Gemara, in other words, there's going to be a lot of differences between this point in the Gemara till the end. But let's assume at this point in the Gemara was thinking Himol Yimol just means
anyone
who's Gemalt.
Unless it's so,
Namil,
according to this, someone who is, let's say, a Yid, who never had Mila with Meso, Echad Machlis Mila, he can be a Moel.
At this point, maybe. But again, we still have more lines to go. And after as Brisi Shishmo means that he has to be a Ben Bris, he's a Mitzuvah at least. So he's saying a person, a Ravi Mohol, he's moil, but he's not a ben bris. So then the Gemara says, not so simple. He takes a neder that he's not going to get hanor min areilim, mutar ba'arle Yisrael. So a Jew, even though he's an orel, is not called areilim. So also b'mole, and a goy even has a mila, is considered an orel. Al ma'afakav de mehili k'mad de mlob mehili d'olmi. So maybe that nafkamin is not so good. Maybe that's a nafkamin. Because he didn't do a mila, but he's a ben bris. He just was honest. But he's not gemalt. So then leka. Then it's no good. So then the Gemara keeps going. Lamanda Omar Himo Yimol Leko Vatanan Konim Shani Nene Mimulim Osur Ari Arle Yisrael Umuto Mimule Ove Kachavim Alma Avogav Dolo Mihili Kamanda Mihili Domi. That no, that a Jew that doesn't have a Mila is Ki'ilu, he has a Mila Ki'ilu, he's Mol. And a guy who even has a meal, it's like he's not. So then what's the nafgamina? You know, you're gonna throw in these monkey wrenches and say. So the Gemara says, "Iga by now isha." Nafgamina is isha. L'manda omar v'atayas b'ishli shishmor leka. Isha lav bas milahi. So a woman is not mitzuva. So then she's not considered a ben bris, a bas bris. So, to me, I think the stipend has a whole beer. I have to check. I haven't seen it in many years. But I think the Pasha Trad is here that Himol Himol just means that you have to be a Jew.
Sounds like
you have to be a Jew. So if you're a woman, you're a Jew. And if you're a Jew who didn't do a bris milah, you're also a Jew. But Kimanda Mehili Damya. But Atah's Brishus Hishmor means that you have to be mitzuva. That makes you part of the ben bris. So that's the nafkimina. If you hold the psul of a goy is himol yimol, that means you have to be a Jew. So a goy is not a Jew, but a woman is a Jew. But if you hold that the reason is Atah's Brishus Hishmor that you have to be a ben bris, so then a woman is not. Ben Bris.
So the case before the Gemara was Yisrael Shemesu Achav, so he said Himol Leka there.
Right, but now we're saying.
Probably he's a Jew there.
Right, so now we're changing. We basically the Gemara changed its
entirely.
Mahalach like three times here.
Right.
First they thought it was just Mamaisa. Do you have a Mila? You don't have a Mila. Then the Gemara throws in this thing. No, even if you didn't do a Mila, but you're a Jew, command the Mehili done. So that's what we're holding now. That even if you didn't have a Mila. It's Kimanda Mehili Domi. So that's enough for me. So the Gemara says, well, what do you mean you can't, a woman might not be a Mila, but it's a Pasuk in Chumash, Vaksiv, Vatikach Tzipor Tzor. Right? Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, you're right, Kari Bey Vatukach, meaning she got someone, not that she did it herself. Rashi says, she appointed a Shliach. Tasiv Vatikros, Kari Bay Vatikars. In other words, Vatikros means she did it. Vatikars, she caused it to be done. The Amral in the Shachrin of Avad. Vibais Ema, Asi Iyu, Vaskhala, Vasa Moshe, Vagmara. Where she started and he finished. Right. Okay, so that's the. Nafkamina.
Maybe because
Imo
is
written for. Right, but they're still learning, you know. Okay, that's Tanakasha. How are they quoting something before Mantara Drushes we go on? Okay, but they are. Okay. Now, Toisvis, so the Nafkamina is Isha. So everyone agrees a guy is possible, either because he's not a yid, so it's not himol yimol, or because he's not a ben bris. And the nafkamina is an isha, because an isha is himol yimol, but she's not a bas bris. So Tosis has a kasha, tema, amay lo omar ike benay mumar lo orlos. Say a person is a mumar lo orlos, in other words, he doesn't do bris. Before we said that he's like amazing. It's not like he. So he's a mumar for that. So we said before, any Jew, even if he's an Orel, it's ki'ilu he's nimo. But maybe that's stam he wasn't nimo. But if he's dafka a mumar lo orlos, he dafka say b'mezid is doesn't mal. So then maybe the word is that if you do something, the Rishonim can discuss, say for example, a person to have a kasher shechita has to be what's called a bar zvicha. A goy can't shecht. It's not a bar zvicha. But what if he's a Jew, so that's good. But what if he's a Jew who eats tarfus? So some Rishonim hold, if he's lahachis, so then he's not considered a bar zvicha. So even though he's still metzuva, but somebody who is a is dafka lahachis, so he doesn't, he's mafkia himself from the tzivoy. Not that it means anything, he's still metzuva, but now we don't even consider him a bar zvicha, so then we don't even consider him a ben bris. So if it's Mesu Achal Mechum Asmimila, he's not a mumer. He's just, it was a sakana. So that's what Tos is asked. So why come, how come the Gemara didn't give that as a nafkamina, a mumer la orlus? Umadom marata es brisi kisa shismor leka sheinu b'chal lishmor k'namin perka sholaya Yisrael mumer la bar kshira. Now, in other words, he's a mumer, he doesn't put on film. Not this time he didn't know, he's a doctor. He doesn't put on film, so then he can't be a sofer for tefillin. Sheinu chofetz lichshur. Maybe still, he's a yid. Still a yid. So that could have been enough to me. Because what is the din of a tzivoy? But if the din of a tzivoy, if you show you don't care about the tzivoy, then you're not in the parsha. You're not the tzivoy puts you in the as a ben bris, but if you shondish the tzivoy, not because you just couldn't do it, you the dafka. So then, but you're still a yid. So maybe that's enough to mean it. So he wants to say, Omeri the mumar lo orlos miu bar shmiras brisu al she'ed chofetz. Of me bar shmiras brisu in nafkos. In other words, he's still in the tzivoy. In other words, he's saying that for bris mila, the tzivoy, you can't, as long as you have the tzivoy on you, you're considered a bal bris. So even though for tefillin, it's totally on. Yeah, so that's a question whether we makish these things to each other, even though she's chayiv in mezuzah.
Well, today
we're
going to write the Torah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're writing everything today.
Yeah.
Okay. So the bottom line is the way the Gemara has it is that a goy cannot do mila because he's not mitzvah, so he's not a bal bris, or because he's not a yid, so he's not himol yimol. Himol yimol means it have to be a yid. And the yid, even if he's an orel, is command the mehili domi. And so a goy is definitely possible. A woman is 2 days in the Gemara. And Tosis seems to hold that a moral orless is also good according to both opinions as well. That's Tosis' opinion. So let's see how the Rambam brings it down.
If they'll decide to become vice moral orless and believe in
right.
then you'd be
chayav.
Indicative that
even now he's still in the parsha.
If they'll do
tshuva, so for right now he didn't do tshuva.
Right. So it's a chiddush what Tosfos says. Do you need human effort in these mitzvahs? You need a human effort in shechita. I mean, if somebody drops a knife from the top of the tall building and happens to do a kosher shechita on its own, I think.
So that's a gemara. That's
right.
A whole sugya.
Yeah.
But the pasuk says you need to do a ma'aseh milah.
Yeah. There's a difference. By shechita, there's things that are psulim that only the mo'el will know, but only the shofet will know about.
Yeah. Okay.
Does that exist by mo'el?
He can do a drasa. No one will know the difference.
Well, that's my point.
That he pressed down.
So that's the reason why the mower is possible for shechita.
Could be.
By mower, that's not. We don't have this concern.
Right.
We see what we get.
Right.
So you're saying without human effort.
It's still considered a null. Everyone is included. Akum lo yimo klal. Cotton mullet. What? You mean why? You mean you should be lechatchila.
Right.
It makes it
sound like ideally you want it.
Ideally.
It's not real stuff.
The end of language.
But.
Hakok
share
was.
Hakok share. Yeah. Well, no. We're saying like. We want to know what's the halacha. So is it? If you're saying that.
When you say the Gemara is kosher, if the Rambam's asking, he's kosher, he wants to be kosher for the sheet in the Gemara, not a complete 100% sack.
Well, the first sheet in the...
Not the first, the sheet that it's us. He's not throwing away the psak that it's completely up, that it's us. He just doesn't think you should ask for the bris because of in a machlokas. To have the kid without a bris to be an aura.
Yeah, it's a funny notion. Like,
I mean, because you're saying if there's an ish, you're saying, then of course you'll get the ish, because ish is 2 days in the Gemara. He's paskening that it's
a...
Okay.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
An aura means he's taken position that an aura is still under a print risk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the smach, on page 3, he says, Befesh v'isha v'goy ein malin. He paskens like the shita that you have to be a ben bris. That's not enough himo yimo on page 3. And then we have the Orzarua. Um, he quotes also, given the second arrow, says, well, in Yisrael Meshumad. Yisrael Meshumad. So some say, in the colloquial language today, Meshumad, you know, he becomes a Christian or something like that. So some of the learning means like some Avodah Zarah practice. Lo yadana ma adun be. He thinks maybe it should be okay. Sort of like Tosis. That the Mumer, but he thinks he's mitzadeh that it should be okay. It's sort of like Matosa said. So let's see in Shulchan Aruch.
Why not? And what does it mean to do it?
I think that's what I've seen someone say. Yeah.
Why? It's possible if he's not.
Because if you hold that. That if you hold that Hatavas Bnei Bris was only said by Oral Kavusha, so here there's no Oral Kavusha, it's just you already got rid of the Orla. In other words, that's like the Tazashita, that the whole idea of doing Hatavas Bnei Bris when it was, you know, Balailo or this and that, is only a Chumra. So the Rambam doesn't have to subscribe to that Chumra. So in his mind, the case in the Gemara was only for the Kavusha. In other words, we know from our later knowledge of what Poskim say that every time there's a problem, oh, Hatavas Bnei Bris, Hatavas Bnei Bris.
So we had earlier, remember, if you do a
meal
for someone on Shabbos, you have a
You mean the parents don't believe? And why is that better? Because
the Rambam doesn't seem to hold that sheet.
Believe it.
You took a sheet that the Rambam probably
does
not hold.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Okay. Now Shulchan Aruch says on page 5, Hakol Ksherim Lomel. Hafil Eved Isha V'Katan. For our Yisrael Shemeso Echav Machmas Milo. Yimeish Yisrael Godol Sheyodeh Lamul Hu Kodem L'Chulam. So that's the basically the Rambam we saw, right?
This is the Rambam.
Yimeish Omim D'Isha Lo Tomul. That's the smack here that we saw. Chei nogim lahadir achar ish.
That's a weird lashon. That sounds like a lichatilah. If not for the fact that Shulchan Aruch said what he said, I would think that's a lichatilah.
Right. In other words, the Ramah is quoting the smack, who's basically holding that it's a din. The other Tayas brisus hishpor. It's not a din of himo yimo.
Yeah, but chei nogim lahadir achar ish. Lahadir achar ish is mashma.
Because the Shulchan Aruch passed in its kosher. He's saying, well, not everyone holds its kosher. You have the opinion that says the issue is not good. So l'chatchila, you should get a man, but you can get a woman because l'maisa, a man is kosher l'kuli alma, and a woman is a machloikas. So even though the Rambam passed in, it's good, and. I'm telling you, this is. I mean, people start talking about this. This is going to be, the people that want to push the envelope and push the agenda. So this is going to be something else. I mean, it's already been discussed, but it'll be probably discussed more. So So it says Beferish, you shouldn't get a woman when a man is available.
There is one temple in this community, which shall remain nameless.
Yeah.
Where they use a woman for a mitzvah that's possible to call Yarma, and a woman who blows shofar Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
for the whole oil.
For the whole oil.
Is it a woman be on fast or a man be on
fast? Many years ago, one of those organizations, Drusha, which had a national shofar blowing contest, and I was one of the judges. I listened to hundreds of tapes that people sent in. Loads of them by women, some of them were very skilled.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many women have blown two shofars?
What? In other words, here, Rabbi Tuchman was asking a good question. What if it's the Yom Shmini, and we're in a community, and there's no men who's skilled, only a woman could do it. You wait, but if you go wait till the ninth day, there'll be a man. Mm-hmm. Should you rather do the Mila with a woman?
Yes.
Reading this, I would say yes.
Yeah. According to both the Rama and the Shmachaber, yes.
I would say yes.
Yeah.
Only says the
sport
should be
mahadir.
That's what he says.
The issue
of that was the Rambam's case.
Yeah. I would say this man is there maybe for Migdal Milson. Yeah. Because once you allow a woman to do it, they'll do it l'chatchila when there's 100 men
actually,
available.
They'll get rid of them. They'll make sure that the men aren't mawlin at all anymore.
And then the other questions come up about a sandak.
That's the marshy.
Yes, you know, right. So
I've been to verses where there's a sandakis.
A sandakis.
Yeah.
A sandakis.
It's not sandakis, but sandakis.
Yeah, sandakis. I'm telling you, that's where the age we're living in.
We'll see tomorrow, I guess. But I don't really know. Probably.
Yeah, we'll see. What can I tell you? Oh, so then. Avaldoi, a few who mohol lo yimol klal. Imal ain't tzarich lachzuv lamol pam shniya. Right? Now the Ramos says, Hazav, yesh omim de chayonim lachzuv lahatev mimenu dambris. Next page. The chain ikar, and then he says, listen to what he says. Mumra lechol haTorah kula, osho mumra leorlus. That was mumra lechol haTorah kula is like he's a mechal Shabbos b'farhesed. So he's a mumra lechol haTorah kula. I guess if your mom is a mumra lechol haTorah kula, you don't keep anything. That's also mumra lechol haTorah. But certain things give you a status of mumra lechol haTorah kula, even if. He just didn't do that one thing.
Shabbos.
Mumra l'chol haTorah kula, or shemumra l'orlus dino kigoy. So the Rama says dino kigoy. So this is the Rama that would imply that if a person is a mechal Shabbos b'farhesya, then you need hatavas dambris. Then you need a tavas dambris. Now, because Maisa, one second. The question is, what's the pshat in the Ramah? Is it because he's holding against Tosfos? The Ramah's against the Tosfos. Tosfos held that he's still a ben bris, but he could be holding that no. Or you could say that. That it's not even himol yimol because dino ka'akum. So who's he quoting? Let's see. Who's the Ramah quoting? You have the Tor b'shem hasmag. One second. Zirah Grah, what is it? the Pihagra. What's the Pihagra say? Where? Kesh Omrim, Ein Tosis Sham.
Kivan Shehefer Bris. On Mama.
What page is this?
On 6.
Page 6. Biragra on top. Boomer. Kivan Shehefer Bris, which cause of. So therefore he's not considered a Ben Bris. So it was sort of like what Kasha that Tosis held, he holds not that way. The only question is, who was the source of that?
Taurus Kohanim.
Taurus.
The drush.
Yeah. Do we have the, you know, this, I got cut off here. You know, these great Shulchan Aruchs, they have Tziyunim. They tell you all the Makoros of the Shach, the Ramah, this. So here I got cut off. What? Do we have the Friedman and the... Oh, the other one. Okay. Okay.
Doesn't
have a free. You need a free. Doesn't you need a free? Yeah, you want to get a free? Okay. A Friedman. Yerodea Milarish Sabdal.
He's making the
rice look well. Yeah, so the Ramah is a big chumrah here, because he's against Tosis, because Tosis says mumar l'orlus is, in other words, the Ramah said whatever Tosis asked in the kasha, the Ramah is saying in the Hanami, you're right that mumar l'orlus. Also, why did the Gemara give that as a nafkamina?
Both sides hold
us up. Oh, maybe both sides hold us up also. Because maybe it's Dino Kigakum. So the Manda Omar Himo Yimol, and maybe also it's not Brisi Sishmor. Maybe he holds it's puzzle according to both sides. Because Tosa has the Kasha, well, why did they have to bring an Nafkamina of Isha? They should have bring an Nafkamina of Mumur Lorolus. So Tosa says it would be good according to both opinions. But the Ramah is saying it's not good. So now the question comes back. So why does the Gemara give this as an afkamina? The Rabbi Talki is saying, because maybe he holds it's possible according to both opinions, that it's dino ka'akum. And I don't think so. Because mumul orlus is not dino ka'akum. Mumul orlus is not mumul cholatar kulu. So it's only probably a din and a ta'as brisi sishmor. Even though he uses the word Dino Kagoy.
The Gra's not learning this, but the Gra's learning this from Karbanos.
But the Gra's saying, Kaven Shehefer Bris.
The Moshe requests of the Taurus Kohan and Reish Prakha by Parak by Yekam, the Moshe has Mamorim.
You got it from Dyson? So quickly. I'm impressed. Okay, let's see. The part that got cut off. These Shulchan Aruchs are murder. Because they tell you all the makoros, you can look, you can, maybe you can look everything up and see. Because a lot of mistakes were made in the Pshatim, in the Achronim, because not everyone had a Ramah, but they didn't have the sources the Ramah quoted from. So then to really understand something, you have to, you know, trace back to the original source. So let's see. So this is involved. There you go. Mumul here. Okay, here. Mumar l'cholatar kula, Darkei Moshe. He quotes Rabbeinu ben Noach about the Iter. Okay, so. What? You have the tour that you have right here. Yeah, so you might as well.
Isn't the Bera Agora very much when he's holding that this is a din from Mamar Kala Tarakola here? The broad source behind this Isser is a drush by Carbonus. So that's the source behind the problem, it's kind of localized meatless.
No. So the Rama is saying this big chumra here. That, and there are two parts to what the Rama is saying. One is mumal chala torah kula is considered not a good moil, and even if he's not a mumal chala torah kula, he's just a mumal la'arlos. So. Dino kagoy could mean like this. Mumar l'cholatar kul is dina kagoy. Mumar l'orlus maybe is only dina kagoy l'gabe rismila.
Yeah.
Because there was, as if a person is a mumar to that l'gabe that mitzvah, so if he's a mechal Shabbos, so then he's a mumar l'cholatar kula. So then he's, yeah. Where the Rama gets it from, and the Dr. Moshe. Here we go. He says, Akum shouldn't be mal. Right. So, a few weeks from Mumar Nami Lo, they came into Kofar Beikar Mi also Oral Damya. No, this is the preach. I'm reading the preach. I'm sorry. He says here, Orzarua Mustapek in Meshubah Yochol Imol Imdino Kigoy. That's the Orzarua. And he was Mitzadeid. That's probably okay.
Suffolk.
So. So that's it. He just quotes. Or so is a suffix, so he's machmer. Even though
Arzur's reason was because maybe it's not a shmah.
Right, but that was just an added thing. But
maybe I can say that he's.
But it's interesting because the Pashas and the Arzurua. But if you read the Arzurua further. He's mitzadid to say it's okay according to both reasons. So I wouldn't have necessarily, you know, the Orzurus was stopping, and then the next line, he says, but he thinks it's okay according to both reasons.
Oshema,
right.
Right. Which is a separate reason from
the right, but that's not because Dino Kigoy.
That's the
Shema. That's the Shema reason. So, but in the end of the day, when the Rama is saying, you know, what he says. Let's see. I'll go ahead and you want to go and see you move on. 1 second, go slow. See, the Torah says, Coke Shader, if you ever, you should be arrogant, you should have some. You mean the goy lo yimul klal? Sefer mitzvahs kosher shusar flatzulah. Latif meledam bris. That's by a goy. then he quotes a Beis Yosef, Orel, people are masking over Orel. So this is Beis Yosef here that says that Yisrael Orel, we said, the Gemara seems to say that's okay. Right, Yisrael Orel, because he's about Ben Bris, he's Mechuyev, and he's commandment Mehili. So the Rabbeinu Manoach, the Beis Yosef quotes, he says, Davka Shemeser Echamach has Mila, von Miskabel Hafer Bris Lo, Mekachim Divrei Bal Ha'iter. So this is the source. The Rabbeinu Manoach and the Bal Ha'iter say that if you miskaven l'hofer habris, that was basically, they're against toisus. A person's miskaven to mefer habris, so then he's not about bris.
The Gemara says that explicitly they're against the
toisus. Yeah. Right. So you have these shitas of Rabbeinu Manoach and the Bal Ha'iter, and is he saying it according to both Mandomrim and the Gemara? I'm not sure.
But the Gemara says he is.
Okay, so you have these sheetas that say that if you're in other words, the question is the two chidushim of the Ramah of Mumen Chola Tarakula and Mumen Orlas, are they, he puts them together, Dino Ka'achum. So I don't know if there's any nafkamina. Is it because they're holding is it according to both opinions of the Gemara? Is it only according to the opinion, or they're choshish for both opinions? Or is it because he's not a Ben Bris, he's Dino Achum, so then he's not Himo Yimol? And so the big chiddush is, because when the Gemara says that an Orel is command to Mehili, that's because Meisu Echav Machmas Mila. But in a Hanami, if you're Beshita Nik, that you're not going to do it, so then you're a Murmur Lorless, and then you're not a Ben Bris.
Meaning you're not in the Mila, or
you're not both,
you're probably not in either.
I don't know. I think the similar is you're not a Ben Bris.
So Ben Bris is
before. Atah is Brisi Sishlor.
Why would he be included in the Mahimal? He's not in either one of them.
No, because Maisa is still a Jew. He's saying, because maybe Commander Mehili, you don't say that. Okay, either way.
Gemara brings right,
not a point. Right.
And it says even, and the word doesn't say the door is different. The right. It brings right. Right that even a mumor, even a
Yisrael
is not.
Right. So, one second. So let's.
Rabbi Kivenger at least raised the possibility.
But Rabbi Kivenger has this long piece here.
Yeah, but he raised the possibility that the Ramah would not require a double-stop
risk. Right.
He says maybe
the Ramah is only saying it the Chatchila, but not that. Because you can read this whole long piece.
Right. That's what, which is strange reading the Ramah, but he has right. It's in the top line of page 7.
Right. The top line of page 7. He wants to say, that's what he wants to claim. That maybe Rabbi Kivenger wants to claim that maybe the Ramah is just saying you shouldn't use him as a moil. You shouldn't use him as a moil, but if you did, you don't need a tavas dambris. Right.
So
Betzira of that, you can't be worse than the Goy Mamish.
Right.
And then at the end, He quotes a tshuva. Ayin b'tshuva. Now this tshuva is in the tshuvas chasav sofer. Wait, before we get to that, you have to look at Evan Ozer. You see, not everyone... So if you're a purist with the Ramah, a real Ramah purist, you would say, if you have a Michal Shabbos, one of these doctors, not from doctor, did the thing, then you should get Hatavas Dambris. If you're...
Not so partial. Because
that's the
one
Ramah holds.
The Ramah seems to be
right. But simple pshat, maybe.
No, I'll say
One second. Now you have to look, in Hilchas Birchas HaMazon. Okay? Hilchas Birchas HaMazon. On page 8. Hilchas, Rav Talki, Hilchas Birchas HaMazon. What does that have to do with Birchas HaMazon? So the Magen Avraham... Yeah, so let's see. He says like this. He says in the Magen Avraham, Sheyesh. You see on the right side, Sheyesh Akum Babais, Nogum Loma Kulanu Yachad Bebrei Bris. On page 8, the Magen Avraham, on the right side, the first word line is Sheyesh Akum Babais. Sheyesh Akum Babais Nogim Lomar Kulonu Yachad Bimnei Bris. Chataz Birodeh Shein Nachum Kevisham Kulonu Yachad Kol Bechlal. Yom Roshanu Bimnei Bris. Tam Fichasu Levarach Akum. Osechonim. So when you're making a bracha, you can Yivarach Osanu Kulonu Yachad Kulonu Bimnei Bris. And what if...
Referring to the
Ink of Rebbe. No.
That's only a minute that holds.
So what?
We're in the section that deals with Birka Rebis.
Yeah. Then he says, Ksheish Mumma La'akum B'mokum Suda, Sarach Lomar B'nei Bris. The Mumma Einu B'chlal Bris. So he says, if there was a Mumma there, Harachman Yivarech Kulonu B'nei Bris Yachat. You have to exclude the mumar. Because he's saying a mumar is, so therefore, if you'll say B'nai Bris, then the Akum will be out of the bracha, and he won't violate Los Chanim, one second. Then the Evan Ozer, the mumar rather, mumar.
So that's
the Kulanu Yachad.
What's
the Russian? Kulanu yachad bevachas shleim v'do marmin. Kulanu yachad. So you get in b'nei bris yachad. Kulanu yachad bevachas shleim v'do marmin. So if there's a mumah there, you got to add in b'nei bris. So you shouldn't be mevarech the mumah.
But why
do you have to put enough sun?
Why
is the Nebris not the Akum? Yeah. Now look in the Evan Ozer on page.
Why isn't
the Nebris
good enough?
Okay, it's just more. So the Evan Ozer writes on page 10. Chosav Magen Avraham Sheish Mumar B'Mokum Suda Tzarech Lom Yivarech Osanu B'Nei Bris Yachat.
Does that mean if the waiter and the rest of the reading kosher restaurant and
the cup to
later, I mean,
what's
that
mean? Maybe it means that this eating with you.
Maybe
it means that, okay.
He says,
B'Mokum Suda. Okay, Tzarech Lom Yivarech Osanu B'Nei Bris Yachat. Maybe Yenuch Anami. The Mumar Einu B'Chal B'Nei Shesh. Kei Chosav HaToysis. So then he says, he goes through this whole thing, and then two lines from the bottom, he says he doesn't think it's true. The Vayim Tumun. The Truba Sadesha Mumar the Mumar Yachal Aso Shliach Lo Luket. The Mumar is considered B'nei Bris. Vayim Truba Sadmoy, etc. So they point out that Evan Ozer considers the Mumar a B'nei Bris, like Tosfos says. like Tosfos is. So maybe he's a B'nai Bris. So then, so that's what they point out, that this Evan Ozer is against the Ramah. Because the Ramah says a Mumer is not a B'nai Bris, can't do a Mila. So it's interesting. And I think Evan Ozer himself might refer to Mila. Let's, does he explicitly talk about Mila?
No,
the end. He talks about. Yeah, look at the arrow here, on the left side, on the top. I put an arrow there.
On page 10.
The Kaimalon, Timanom Himol Yimol, Mumum Muta Himol, Chachasarach Loma, Had the Pasuk Ramah. He says the Ramah is only because he's working with the B'nai Bris, and Isha's possible, but she's not B'nai Bris. So Mamela, who are the Mumer? It's really like the closest the Mumer, Lav B'nai Bris. All of the Mumer also Slich Kulyam. But if you said, but in Lamanda Omer Yishik Sheva Lomol, right? So that means it's a din in whether are you a yid or not a yid. Culture came Mumer.
Why would there be a difference? He's
splitting.
He's going against.
Right. If you Lamanda Omer Yishik Sheva Lomol, Yishik Lomol, the Mumer Kosher, Avodavadai, Efshar, Acher, Osher Lomol, the Mumer Lomol, Kain Nirolanias Dait. So he says it's possible that a Mumer is good. Because maybe the Ramah only said it was the Ramah's holding that Anisha is no good. So if Anisha is no good, so then it's a din in who's Mitzuva. So then maybe you could say that he's not a Ben Bris.
But then you have the Kasha from Tosfos. He's making a chiluk, which is that he's trying to drag Mumer to Isha.
So then there's a possibility that a Mumer did a Bris Mila if you hold that that it's a din in being a Yid, that would be okay. It's interesting, one second, let me just finish, it's getting late. There's an interesting tshuva that the Rabbi Kivega, tshuva's Rabbi Kivega. The Rabbi Kivega tshuva, I said Chasam Sofer, it's Rabbi Kivega. If you want to see the full tshuva inside, on page 11, that Rabbi Kivega has the tshuva here. In other words, Rabbi Kivega was from the Mekilim in this discussion. Rabbi Kivega writes, look at this. You'll see how things, you know. Neshalti diyesh echad be'ir she mefursam l'mchal Shabbos b'farhesya. He's a mefursam that he's a mechal Shabbos b'farhesya. V'u mo'al mumcha. And he's a mo'al mumcha. V'rubam, rubam mechabdim oso lomul b'neihim. You hear? Im u'kosha lomul. Chayin osam sheni mo'lo yodam mitzvich ma'tofes damris. You see that? Because Safti Avim Masha Kosef Tashbeitz Mchal Shabbos Tavi Mumer Haleis Al Bodos. So some Tashbeitz seat is Mchal Shabbos only Avodas Karka.
Oh yeah.
So okay, but Kosheli Lasa Snivze came under who Milsa the Tmiya. You know that sheet is not so Mekubal that only Avodas Karka. But he says on page 12, only lo matzasi yisod lo zev lo matzin chovez al b'posim. Kol mokom mashem mefursam she mechal Shabbos b'farhesya. Efshar da day she yishlo. How do we know he's mefursam? So in those days, you didn't have, you know, cars, things like that. So his store was open on Shabbos. Chanes p'sucha lisa v'yitem Shabbos. V'chei nosei l'adech b'yom Shabbos. But again, people weren't driving cars. So chsach hachol was an issur d'rabbanan.
He wasn't right.
Right. Uvi'ilu d'havei rak yisri d'rabbanu lo havei mumu l'chol ha'torah kuhul k'mo sh'koz ha'pri'chodesh. Fa'ab d'yom shiv b'chonos efshir d'kosev, right, maybe he was right in Gamge. Hey, hochei d'ach b'susim efshir sh'shosim tudin, maybe he was smoking.
Tobacco.
Because mokom man yeh medosim came b'fnei asar b'Yisrael. But who says that was done b'fnei asar b'Yisrael? In other words, the store is open. Or then he... And he says that that the other people that he did in front of, they're also Mechal Shabbos, the people, so they're also Kigoy, so then it's not considered a Mechal Shabbos Bifnei Yisrael. He also came in Chaverim Kamohu, his friends, who are the same religious observance as he. First of all, they're all psulei edus ninu. Right.
So, why do you see more
of
them than in him?
So, look what he says. So, you shouldn't use this moil. Wow. You see, what Rav would say this today? You know what I mean? You know, this is Rabbi Kiva talking.
That's because
who is it? Imagine a Rav today. Remember saying this, he would get stoned 100 times over.
Yeah, but
they says, but if this is your only moil, so you no.
Right? So that you can get an import moil easily.
There, so easy. Yeah, no. You had a situation. Yeah, 1 second. The field the meshuba the kagav kashalum of efshad the inyan mechalis shabbos v'fresi mikri dochuk shalol asos ribis. Because you don't have to check out so much. The film Shubra, he says even Shubra maybe is good. And maybe not to make a fight over it is also something, So you don't have to. So this guy who's opening his store, you don't have to look more into it.
I think the teenager knows it'll be that some of the kids will be getting grissom around the a few months later this would have happened that time.
Right. Yeah. And let's just skip to the end. Rav Vosner has a tshuva here where he has a tshuva about Shaluni Odos Milas Moelim Mumrim Chal Shabbosis Yishom Tzarech Mahatev Dambris. Right, and he says that you know there are different shitas here. Page 20 and 21. You know, maybe it's only a suffix psul. And the Rebbe Kiva, they argue with the Ramah, and then he says he saw from the Maram Shik. It's in this packet. The Cholheger, the Rove Poskim Svirle, Dain Tzarech Lativ, Osro Lhativ Dambris. It's on page 21 on the top corner. He says, if Rove Poskim say that you don't have to meet Mativ Dambris, even the Roshitas that says you do, it's also to be Mativ Dambris, Nachmash Yisra Chavala. So even though the Ramah says, it's Dina Kogoi,
what about the
problem with
that
song? The Baruch Poskim Akilim.
Could the person himself do the Hatzamas Dambris?
It's
more
makel and halacha than someone else. That's all I said.
People
do a kabbalah
for
steps. Right.
Step on the
guy.
Just what would the
shaila
be on the
bench of b'nei Torah? So this is the it's not so the Ramah is the big machmir here, but there are mekilim. There are mekilim. So it's not so pashut. Not he had to give a final psak, but it's not so pashut that everyone, you know, many say that you don't have to have Hatavas Dambris, and the Mumer would be okay, because either you have one day in the Gemara, then all you need to be is his Himol Yimol, and you have a Shitas Rishonim that hold that even if it's Brisi Sishmor, he's still Mitzuva, so it's still Brishis Ishmor. So you have the other sheet, the Ramah sheet, the Rabbeinu Manoach, that, say not, but there are sheetas that hold, and there's a
so the
small...
Who says it's okay?
Who says it's okay?
Right. I mean, like, let's try, Eger is not saying it's okay. Rabbi Eger is saying that you shouldn't, and he's finding a way to do...
But he's saying it's... But he says...
There's nothing else, then
it's
okay. But who says...
No one's saying, Chatchil, go ahead and get him, and get... But the question is, a kid, he's 25 years old, now he's a Baal Tshuva. And he finds out that his parents did a Mila, and the Mila was... We had the Shaila, somebody we know was asking the Shaila about a person who, there's religious observance, was... It was some, because I think the moil was related to his wife, and he had a whole, I don't know if you, whatever it is. You know.
Possible.
Yeah. But in other words, the question is, like, all these cases of, then I'll shut off the recorder and I'll tell you a story. But I'll, you can't have the recorder over this. And now he's, whatever, yeah, age old, so do we tell him, you know, go get a hot tafas dabris or not? It's not so simple that, I don't know if Rav Ozna was mashma, maybe not, maybe Echveis, a bet Torah, he want to be mahad Echveis, but it's not so simple that he would say that. I think he's saying this, seemingly Rav Ozna is saying there are enough sheetas that say that it's okay, like Balei Tosis, even though there's a Ruas Mitzadis, it's okay. So you have the Rebbe Kiva, the Rebbe Kiva Eger, and this saying it's okay.
What
so
about
maybe you shouldn't.
Clam?
Well,
the clam.
One second. Right.
If they did the first meal with the clam, today you have someone who's getting a got it from a non-religious, there's a good chance it was a chazaka that stole the clam.
Right.
And if that's the case, then right, there okay. Might have never been dumb, so there might say me.
You have an
eyes.
Okay, I mean, he doesn't say he's much more. Rabbi Eger is really good. He says it's kosher.
Okay,
if you can find someone else,
right, but it's kosher. Oh, okay.